Okay.
好，我们继续上课。
Yeah, so just before we finished off last time, I was saying how God wills the best for every person.
我们刚刚在讲说神的这个意志呢，其实是要让所有的人都有最好的一个结果。
And we see this in 1 Timothy 2, 3, 4, as I mentioned.
刚刚也提到这个提摩太前书二章三到四节。
Okay, and also 2 Peter 3, 9, it's on the board behind me there.
还有彼得后书三章九节。
It says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise as some men count slackness, but we can skip over the first part. He says, not willing, the Lord is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
前面讲的还不重要，最重要是在最后的这两句。因神呢，不愿有一个人沉沦，乃愿人人都得悔改。
Now, remember the word repentance here. If ever you do see this in the English or 悔改 in the Chinese, it should remind you of that Greek word metanoeo. You have to consider that. You have to think about that word, metanoeo.
就是当我们看到这个圣经上有任何的写到中文悔改的个字的时候呢，我们都要有那个希伯来文、希腊文哈，都要有希腊文的这个字，就是
metanoeo。
metanoeo。
I should be able to bring it up here actually. Let's just see if it comes up. Oh, okay. Well, metanoia actually.
Metanoia.
In this case, it's a noun.
Metanoia 是名词。
So as a noun, it literally means a change of mind.
这个字呢，如果是不管怎么讲，它就是改变想法。
As a verb, it would be change your mind. Oh, you can't do that? Okay, but it depends, because like in Mark 1:15, for example, we see it as the imperative verb. We're told, change your mind. Okay, so if it's going to be an imperative, it has to be a verb. See, the imperative mood can only work as verbs.
因为所有的这个命令句它都是一个动词，所以改变想法就变成是一个动词。
Okay, but in this case here, it is the noun. See, God wants you to have, the whole thing is a noun here. The word metanoia, as you can see down there. It is, he wants you to have a change of mind about Jesus Christ.
而对于一个名词，就改变想法是动词，那改，对于说把它变成名词，就意思说是你的想法已经被改变了的想法。
Yep, so every time you see that word in like repentance in the English or 悔改 in the Chinese, you don't really want to consider them as the English or Chinese word. You want to think about that Greek word because that's very accurate.
就是所以呢 ，King 是希望我们每一次看到悔改的这个中文字的时候，脑子里面出现的最好是希腊文的 metanoia， 是它的这个原始的这个字。我们要对 metanoia， 就像我们认识的好几个很重要的希腊文或希伯来文，我们都要用这个字来学习。
You see, God's will or His purpose, as it's brought out in this verse, is He wants you to be saved.
所以在这个地方呢，神他的意志呢，是你要被救，你要得救。
So this verse is a good answer to the unbelievers that say, you know, why does God want to send all these people to hell? Well, he doesn't.
所以这一句话呢，就让很多这些不信神还没有信的人呢，他们会理解，就说，哎，神为什么要把所有人都送到火湖去啊？怎么这么坏？但其实神并不想要。
If people are going to, we don't really say hell, but if they're going to the lake of fire, it's because of their own negative volition to God'sDecree to God's plan.
所以呢，在当这些人呢，他之所以被送去火湖，我们不讲这个地狱啊，送去火湖是因为他采取了负面的自由意志，他就是他不愿意接受神的福音。
Okay, so again, you know, God wants everybody to be saved. He's done everything we can to be saved. All that's left for us is to believe.
所以神的意志是希望每一个人相信耶稣基督的人不会去到火湖里。
Okay, so that's all part of the divine decree.
这都是属于神的指令、旨意中的一部分。
Okay, so you have to remember again that, you know, God's priority, number one, really, for anybody, and this includes the Nephilim as well, because we're in the context of Genesis 6, for them to believe in Jesus Christ and then go to heaven.
所以对于神来讲，他的第一优先就是要让所有的人，甚至 拿弗林，他们都能够相信耶稣基督而去天堂。
And then the will of God is for everybody who's been saved to grow spiritually, to be blessed, of course, and then to glorify God. So his plan after everybody's been saved.
哦，就是他的计划呢是每一个人得救，然后当他得救后呢，他就可以给他计划，能够真正荣耀神。
God's really not interested in blessing the unbeliever because for them, sometimes if you know, they can take their blessings and get distracted, they'll never be saved. He would much prefer the unbelievers just to believe in Jesus Christ. So really, it's not part of God's plan to bless the unbeliever while they're unbelievers.
所以神呢，他的计划不是要去祝福那些还不是信神的人。不信耶稣基督的人，因为他要信了耶稣基督的人得到了祝福，他才有机会按照神的计划跟意志好，然后去做。
If they don't believe, of course, then they have to spend their time in the lake of fire forever and ever. That's much, much worse. Yeah, God could bless them in time. He could bless them on the earth. But why would he want to do that if they're not saved? Really, he needs to discipline them. He needs to make them or allow them to suffer.
如果说今天是一个不信的人，那神若祝福了他，有什么用呢？他将来更大的这个痛苦是在他将来还是得要去那个火湖里被烧啊，那不是很大的痛苦。所以神情愿是要给他管教，让这些不信的人得以认识神而得救，然后他可以得到永生而不去火湖里。
Now, the unbeliever can find blessings, for example, if he's in a society where people abide by the laws of divine establishment, meaning if they obey the laws and are very, we can say, moral.
所以对于信神的人呢，他们可以在神的这个意志的这个管教下，他能够学习更多，然后成为神计划的一员。
And for example, if they want to have a relationship with someone, if they get married first, that can be a blessing for them as well. Or see, a lot of unbelievers, they suffer because they're in relationships, like, you know, man and woman, or even man and man relationships without getting married. So there's not much blessing. But if they get married, and marriage is a divine institution, and they maintain the rules of marriage, they can be blessed.This is talking about the unbelievers.
而对非信徒来讲呢，他们如果是在婚姻之外有的这些关系，神当然无法给他们祝福，因为只有在神的计划中，神的意志中，他们成为婚姻的，结了婚了之后，这个就是属于神的这个意志中的计划，那这样神就会给他比较多的祝福。
So there's certain ways that the unbeliever can actually share in the blessings from God, but it's not really direct blessings from God.
所以呢，对非信徒来讲呢，他们会因为也顺着神的这种规划去过日子的话，他是会得到一些神的祝福的。
And we actually have this concept as well. I'll put this up on the board. It's called blessing by association.Blessing by... Now, association means to be connected with somebody in some way.
有一句话呢，就是因着关系而得到的祝福。
And we see this concept happen in a client nation, where if you have a lot of Christians in a nation, and last week we talked about the founding fathers, you know, the original people in America, many of them were Christians, and they set up a very strong nation, which has been a blessing for millions of people over the last 250 years.
我们上礼拜有提到，就是美国呢是一个神的代理国，而他们建造了这个当初的这些开国元勋建造了一个神的代理国的这样的一个国度，它造成了非常多的人的一个应该说幸福，几百万几千万人的幸福，上要几亿人的幸福。
So even the unbelievers in that society, they're going to be blessed because the society has been established on biblical principles.
所以呢，在这样子的一个按照神的意志的建造下的国度呢，它即使是非信徒，它也一样受到了非常多幸福的祝福。
Yeah, and even other nations. If other nations have trade relations, for example, with the United States, they can be blessed by that.
而这样的一个神圣的建造所做成的组织呢，它造福的这个人类里面，这些人民呢，就包括那些，比如说以美国哈，它有这个所谓的贸易哈的一些经由贸易的这些活动， 很多的人都因此得到好的工作，好的这个祝福，那即使他们是非信徒。
Now remember, on an individual level, it's God's plan to bless to the maximum every believer. He wants to bless the believer as his children.
Yeah, 而神呢，他是绝对所有的信徒跟他的家庭、他的孩子们都一定会得到神的计划中的祝福。
And one way he can do that, very simply, is if that believer is learning doctrine, he's going to be a very happy person.
就像一个方式呢，就是当一个信徒他学习圣经的教义的时候呢，他就学习到了一个快乐的方法。
Yeah, and that rubs off. We say rubs off in English. I mean, that sort of carries over to the people in his family or in his workplace. So this is what we call blessing by association.
这个意思呢，我刚刚讲的这些例子呢，就是因着关系而得到祝福。
Oppositely, you have cursing by association. So this is the opposite thing.See, you want to find friends which are being blessed by God, you know, learning doctrine, for example, and then you can share in some of their blessings.
所以呢，有这个所谓关系而得来的祝福，哈，当然也会有这个关系而得来的诅咒。所以我们必须要去结交一些受到神祝福的朋友，那我们就因而得到更多的祝福。
But if you want to spend time hanging around with, let's say, prostitutes or drug addicts or alcoholics or people that complain about their work or whatever, you know, these people are going to be a curse to you.
而如果你呢去跟一些妓女啊，吸毒的人啊，喝酒一天到晚喝酒的人啊去做朋友，那或甚至你去跟一个一天到晚在埋怨别人、埋怨工作的人去交朋友的话，你也同样的会因着他。的咒诅而受到咒诅。
Well, maybe you have friends that have influenced you enough that you should be out protesting with them when they protest about global warming or protesting along with the Black Lives Matter people, something like that.
那如果你有朋友呢，就是很喜欢上街头抗议啊，不管是对这个全球暖化抗议，或者是说黑人的生命也重要的这个。运动去抗议的这些朋友被他们拉上街了，你也一样受到咒诅。
Might have some young people very idealistic, and they go to a protest, and they get on the news, and they had a great day. So, you know, come back home, we had a really fun day today out telling the government what to do.
也许你有看到一些年轻人呢、啊，非常非常的有精力啊，他们常常上街去做各种抗议活动，然后一整天下来之后回到家非常的开心，觉得他们告诉了政府应该怎么做政府。
Yeah, I even had a newspaper reporter come up and interview me when I was there.
而且呢，他还甚至告诉你说，哇，我在那边抗议的时候，还有这个媒体来访问我。
And we had such a great atmosphere there.
哇，那整个环境的这个氛围太棒了。
Okay, but the fact is that, you know, if they're out involved in protesting, they're complaining about something, and there's going to be cursing in some way or another. Maybe not today, but in the future.
但是呢，所有的抗议，它都代表了一种抱怨，而这个抱怨，它就是一个很坏的一个咒诅。
This is all in the divine decree as well. Yeah, God is going to decide who He's going to bless.And then who's in that periphery? God knows exactly who's going to be blessed by that person and who's going to be cursed. So these are all facts which God knew billions of years ago.
而这些人呢，在一个社会里面呢，神都观察得很清楚，哪些人他正在做将被祝福的事，哪些人正在做一些将被咒诅的事情。而在几千万年前，神也就有因着他的全知，都已知道这些事了。
Okay, see, notice how we come back here where it's God is comprehending all things simultaneously in their causes, conditions, relations. So, you know, that's blessing by association, how people are relating to each other and passing on blessing or cursing to each other.
所以呢，在这样的情况下呢，神呢，他是涵盖了一切事物的起因、状态、它的关联性啊，这全部都是我们刚刚讲的关联性，就是这个受到关联的祝福啊，这些事情都是神早知道的。
Yeah, ultimately, everything is related.
所有的事情原则上都是有关联的。
Okay. And then we have the word successions, and I think we're having problems translating it here. Succession means like the results or the consequences is another word for that.
而这些这边有个 succession 这个字呢，它其实就是后来的因果，就是将发生的因果。
See, something you do today, you don't see the consequences of what that could do in the next day or the next day or the next 10 years or even 100 or 200 years down the line.
就是任何事情呢，它其实都会有它的后续会发生的一个状态。那这个就是因果关系了。
I gave the example of that little kid coming on the train today with his grandma. You know, he's making some horrible decisions. There's going to be consequences from that, and he might not see them straight away, but 5, 10, 50 years down the line, what he did today and what he's doing on a daily basis, that's going to make a big difference to his future.
就像今天这个在车上看着游戏不罢休的这个小男孩，他做了一个非常坏的一个决定，而这个决定呢，其实呢一定会有他未来5年、10年甚至50年后的一些后果都会影响他。
How's that going to affect his future in terms of a job or in terms of a family when he gets married or has his own children?
如果他这样子的一个状态。到底对他未来来讲，在他的学业，在他的工作，甚至他的婚姻，甚至他婚姻后所生的孩子，都会受到什么样的影响呢？
It's going to have some kind of influence, but you know, we don't know what the results are, but God does.
而这些影响，我们相信绝对会发生的。我们虽然现在很难想象，但神全都知道了。
Yeah, and again, you know, because he's just one kid of like millions in a society that's doing that, the whole nation is going to be affected. Again, you know, 20, 30, 50, 100 years in the future.
而这个孩子呢，他的这个行为，他其实呢，也代表了在这个几百万的孩子里面的一个状况。好，那同时呢，这些状况都会对这个国家的未来10年、20年、30年、50年的有很大的影响。
Now we don't know the details of what's going to happen in regards to the consequences, but as a general principle, we do know if you make bad decisions today, that's going to be bad for your future.
所以虽然我们不清楚未来的后果，但是我们理解它的这个运作的原则，就是当你今天做了一个坏的决定，它后来将会有坏的影响。
We have this expression, this is from Rick Hughes, he's an evangelist associated with the Colonel's ministry. And he came up with this, it became a bumper sticker that they would put as a sticker to put on the cars actually. Bad decisions limit future options.
Rick Hughes 这位这个牧师呢，他曾经讲过一句话，就是坏的决定会限制你未来的机会，未来的选择。
Okay. See, if you make a bad decision, you're limiting what the options are because, well, like this little kid, you know, he's destroying his soul. And so now his results at school are going to be worse. He's not going to get good grades. He might not get into the better university. And that means he's limiting himself as to his job options in the future.
所以呢，坏的决定呢，绝对会限制你未来可以有的选择。就像这个小男孩，好，他呢根本就只把关注力放在他的游戏上，那他一定会对他学校的课业有影响，然后最后呢就会影响到他未来可以去什么样的学校念书，那将来呢也就会影响到他可以得到什么样的工作的机会。
Or looking at health, you know, a lot of people might take care of their health, but a lot of people don't take care of their health. And they drink too much, they eat too much, they smoke, they do all kinds of things that are bad for their health. They're limiting their future options.
而有些人呢，对这个健康很不在意的，他不管吃喝的，还有作息，全部都影响他的健康了。哎，那最后他的身体就坏掉了。
If you're 20 kilograms overweight,You're limiting your options right there about what you can do in a day, how much work you can do.
如果你比你该有的体重多了20公斤，你就已经限制了你一天可以做些哪些活动的一个选择。
Yeah, and then you might live, instead of living to 70, you might only live to 60 years old, where you've cut 10 years off your life, so you've limited your options there as well.
70 becomes well, like 80.
No, okay, well, whatever. But let's just say that you never lost weight and you never exercised and you died at 60. But if you'd been exercising, eating healthy, you might live to 70.
We should upgrade the age, okay?
Okay.
So, 如果你呢本来可以活90岁的， 结果呢，因为你完全不好好的运动，然后让你体重过重，然后你整个身体不好，你说不定活到70岁就没命了。
Or even the coronavirus. In a lot of countries, they never really stipulated wearing the mask. Now, we've seen the good results of that happen in Taiwan. But some countries said, oh, it's up to you. Well, that was a bad decision, and they've limited their options.
那有些国家呢，现在碰到这个新冠病毒的过程呢，他们就是不愿意好好的让人民全部戴口罩。结果呢，他们就感染力非常的高。那相对于台湾呢，因为一开始就愿意戴口罩，所以整个的全国的状况就还不错，好，这所以呢，那些不戴口罩的国家，他的就等于是下了一个错误坏的决定，而让他们的未来没有选择。
Okay, so again, all of this information, it's in the divine decree, which means God knew about it millions of years ago, billions of years ago.
而这些举的例子呢，都是在神的旨意下可以很明显的一些例子，而这些例子都是在千万年前神就知道的。
Okay, so God has taken all this information that he knows about, and including the potential, remember the possibilities, even things that haven't occurred but might have occurred, all the information is part of God's plan.For example, you get a kid and he makes a decision that he's going to go to a certain university. Well, he could have gone to another university, but he didn't. So what would have happened if he'd gone to the second university? See, God knows the potential, but it's not in the plan. That's the difference there.
But what's your
meaning? Well, the point is God is going to make his plan based on the best decision that he makes. So even when he looks in the future,Say if he says, I need this kid to go to the second university, he can influence the thinking of that kid to do that. If he needs to. It's like getting a man to meet his perfect wife, or a wife to meet the husband. There's a lot of potential. Which one's it going to be? Well, God knows what's the best one for that man, and he can lead the man and the woman together.
And then sometimes the guy doesn't follow his...
Well, that's right, but God, that was in the plan as well. See, God knew that was going to happen.So we have the potential. Okay, if you can just explain that, and then I'll explain the drawing on the board.
神呢，他对很多事情所有的选择，比如说一个人他要去哪一个学校，念这个学校还是念那个学校，他的不同的选择将会带领这个人往什么样的机会走，只有神是知道的。
But you have to remember, again, there is potential or things that might have happened but did not happen.
但是你要知道哦，就是即使有这个可能性，但不见得它就会发生。
This is where the Colonel would use the analogy, he calls it the computer of the divine decree, to help us to look at the situation or to help us understand.
然后上校牧师呢，他是有一个说法，他说这个基本上是一个大型计算机的演算工作。
Okay, so I'll just give it, there's a couple of people here, I guess.
那我们来举例看一看黑板，就有一个男生跟有一个女生。
Okay, and now God knows everything about these people's lives, and in his omniscience, see, he knew this billions of years ago.
这个神呢，对于每一个人他人生将会有什么样的状况，其实在几千亿年前他就知道了。
And he knows all the decisions they would make, but based on what the circumstances were, or even the circumstances that didn't happen. See, remember, it's God's plan first to get them to be saved.
好，然后神呢，他一开始的计划一定是说，哎，这个人要得救。
Okay, and these people, they have their free will. This is symbolized by this symbol here, V for volition and plus or minus.
而他们呢，每一个人都是有这个自由意志的。好，这个 V 代表的就是他的自由意志，那他的加就是正面的选择，那减就是负面的选择。
But we use plus and minus usually to relate to whether you're positive to God's plan, to God's will,or minus, meaning you're going to rebel against God.
所谓的正面的选择加号呢，就代表是你是按照神的 计划神的意志而行。那如果是负号，就是所谓的不按照神的计划所做选择。
But also it can apply, just that you say the guy's going out to a coffee shop, and he says, well, should I go to the Starbucks up the road up here, or go to a local coffee shop on the right-hand side?
而这种所谓正面跟负面的选择，甚至可以应用到你即使是想要去哪一家咖啡厅，是要去星巴克，还是要去一个 7-Eleven 买咖啡。
Okay, so you know, making a decision about where you're going to drink coffee, that's not rebelling against God, or it's not even like being positive to God's will, it's just a basic decision. Yeah, you know, it's not right or wrong to drink coffee. It's just part of life.
So it's not a positive or negative?
Well, we don't really say positive or negative, but you're just making a decision. The symbol really represents free will. So you're making a free will decision to say, well, okay, I'll have Starbucks today.
好，所以这个 V 正 V 减呢，其实它只是要代表的是说，我们有自由意志去决定要选择什么。
Okay, but we do use our free will to make decisions to rebel against God or to accept God's will.
但是我们呢，的确是会因着我们的自由意志来顺服于神，或者是要背逆神。
Yeah, and just to give you an example of how that might fit together, so you got this guy and he says on a particular day, okay, well, I could have gone to Louisa's coffee shop, but I went to Starbucks instead. God knew that, and now God wants this guy to meet this woman here because he knows these two are the perfect couple.
但是呢，如果有一天，平常我们选择去哪一家咖啡厅其实没什么大不了的，但是有一天神他其实是想要他这个人去路易莎咖啡去见到他未来的神要一直要帮他许配的太太呢。
Yeah, and God knew which coffee shop the man was going to choose. He lets him use his free will. And then he can also work out circumstances so that this woman is using her free will to go to the same coffee shop. He has to get them to meet.
但是呢，因为神他知道今天这个男生会去路易莎咖啡的时候，他为了要帮他安排见到他未来的这个女生，他就会特别让这个女生也去路易莎咖啡。
Now I'm speaking from personal experience here because I know, you know, God brought me thousands and thousands of miles from New Zealand to Thailand, and my wife, God brought her hundreds of miles to a place where we had to meet.
就像 King 他飞了几千万英里居然在泰国，然后跟他的太太 Oi 也是特别从泰国某地方去到他们两个可以相见的地方，这很明显的就是神特别的安排。
And we have friends of ours, they're now in New Zealand, and they've got about four or five kids already. The man came from America, the woman came from New Zealand, and they met in Chiang Mai, and they got married. It was part of God's plan.
那他们也有朋友呢，是一个从美国，另外一个是从纽西兰，居然也在清迈相遇，然后也生了好多个孩子。
Yeah, this is how we see God can bring people together. And we've all had circumstances, maybe not in marriage, but meeting friends or coming to a circumstance where something was a blessed meeting, where you know, it was part of God's plan.
就算不是谈婚姻，我们也有一些朋友是经由一个很不可思议的机缘而相遇，而让他们成为终身很重要的朋友。
I often think about the circumstances which brought us to Taipei. You know, because of the books that were being sent to Hong Kong, and then God got myself and Serena in touch with each other, and we can have this ministry here.
就像这个 Tim 来台湾，好，也是因为那一些翻译的书啊，要有个地方来，然后因此啊，我们就相遇，然后就变成了开始在台湾的事工。
And nobody was doing anything against their free will. We were all making decisions which we thought were best.
而我们每一个人呢，都是按照我们的自由意志去选择我们认为是最好的。哎，结果居然也在神的安排下就成就了这些事。
And God's plan to use the example, see, he had all the information about even the causes and the conditions and the relations.About this man and about this woman, and God knew that these two would be a perfect couple.
而神呢，他基本上就把所有的这个因果还有关系全部都结合起来呢，把因为神知道这男跟这个女是最好的一对，所以就把这些东西全部都整合起来，变成了一个事件。
Now, what happens if the man meets the woman and the man says, "Well, I don't like her"?
那如果这个男的跟这个女的见面了，然后这个男的说：“哎，我不喜欢这个女的。”
Well, in God's plan, well, that's not his wife. God has organized another man for this woman and another woman for this man.
But sometimes they dislike each other, right. But in 5 years later they got married.
Okay, well, that's right, but see, that's all part of God's plan as well. He can keep them together somehow. God knows their decision. He knows the decision that maybe this man is supposed to meet the woman, and God is like saying, well, here, look, this woman is good for you. Now, God already knows he's going to say no, so he's prepared another woman and another man for this woman as well.
所以这个男的如果碰到这个女生，他不喜欢这个女生，哎，其实神也早就知道了，所以就会有下一个机会的。
Yeah, and it's quite possible we see with Paul, the apostle Paul, and he says he makes a statement about I made a decision to remain single, to not get married because I want to devote my life to the gospel.
所以像那个圣徒保罗，他就说我是下了决定要保持单身。因为我要把我的生命献给神的工作。
But it's still quite possible that God gave him the option at some stage, that God had prepared a woman who could have been his, we say, right woman, could have been his future wife, and they were introduced and they were very interested in each other. But later on, Paul made his decision and she probably went away crying. But God would provide another husband for that woman.
也许呢，神其实是有帮保罗准备一个女士，是非常适合他。结果他们两个相见也非常互相喜欢，但是呢，保罗还是下了决定，他要保持单身，所以那个女生一定很难过。但没关系，神还是会帮他准备另外一个先生。
Okay, and again, all of the details are in the divine decree.
而这些细节呢，也都是在神的指令之下的计划。
Now, what might happen is that God has prepared, let's say, this woman for this man, and she is the best woman for this man. And nobody's perfect, you have to remember that. So maybe when they met, that her lipstick hadn't been put on properly, and the guy likes the woman to have the straight lipstick. And then, or just there was something that was said. So he rejects the woman, and later on he chooses somebody else who's not a very good person for him. But that's his decision.
那也有可能就神帮他们安排了一两个一男一女相识了，但是刚好那一天那个女生擦的这个口红是这个男的很不喜欢的，所以这个男的就没有跟这个女的交往，结果这个男的却选择了另外一个不太好的女孩子，这个就是他自己下的决定了，错误的决定了。
Yeah, but see, God is still going to allow this guy to use his free will.
所以神不管怎么样都是让每一个人包括这个男的具有运用他的自由意志。
Yeah, and people do often, we see this, they get married to the wrong person. But really what the problem is that you've got two people that don't understand God's plan.
所以呢，我们常常会看到一些人呢，做一些错误的决定，他们没有理解神的计划。
Yeah, this man, for example, he just might not like some superficial thing about this woman, and maybe he does find somebody else. He could be a Christian, maybe he gets married to an unbeliever.Later on, he might get married to an unbeliever. That's a very bad decision.
如果这个男的碰到的这个女的是神原来本来安排给他，但他确实就不喜欢这个人的一些这个女生的一些状态，所以他后来这个男的选择了一个不相信神的一个非基督徒，那他就下了一个很错误的决定。
Okay, but again, God doesn't miss the details, and that's all part of His plan.
但是呢，神是不会搞错他的计划的，这还是神在整体的计划中的一环。
Okay, we've run out of time again, so we'll stop for another 10 minutes.
好，我们现在再休息10分钟。